Please be seated. Lent is the season for us to examine our lives, to examine how we are living and how the way we are living compares to how God calls us to live. To do this requires honesty, being honest about where we find ourselves as this Lent begins. And so God invites us this Lent to examine how we are faithfully living God's call and being honest about the ways we are not so faithful. Lent bids us to reorient our lives to God, to repent of our sins. Repentance, of course, meaning literally to turn in a new direction, to turn to a new mindset, to embrace new ways of being. It's all about a path that is oriented, that is focused to God. This morning's gospel reminds me of the great need we have to make time to do that, to have time to simplify, strip away, to quiet, to create space for what is important. The gospel calls us, I think, to embrace a time of wilderness. We heard in our passage how Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, and after his baptism, the Spirit descends on Jesus as a dove. And there's that voice, God the Father saying, Jesus is the beloved Son of God. And then Mark tells us the Spirit immediately, Mark's favorite word, the Spirit immediately drives Jesus out into the wilderness. Notice it's not a gentle verb. It doesn't invite Jesus, if he'd like, to maybe go out into the wilderness. The Spirit drives him into the wilderness. And I think a good question to ask is, why? Why does the Spirit do this? Why does Jesus need this time in the wilderness? Now, I don't pretend to know exactly, but I do wonder if it's so Jesus has a time for discernment. These 40 days of fasting in the wilderness may be a time for Jesus to wrestle with what does it mean that he has just been called the Beloved, the Son of God. The wilderness can be a time for Jesus to discern his own call, his ministry. It can be a period of quiet and fasting that can sharpen his understanding of his identity, of his vocation, of the work that he is called to do. We don't know much about Jesus before his baptism, especially in Mark's gospel. Mark gives us no information. Jesus just appears at his baptism. He comes to John the Baptist at the River Jordan, and then off he goes into the wilderness where he fasts for 40 days. But at the end of that time, Jesus emerges with a clear sense of who he is, of his identity, with an unshakable understanding of his call and his ministry. And so Jesus emerges from those 40 days ready to do the work that God calls him to do. After that wilderness time, Jesus is very different from other people. He has a real sense of his own identity, of his own vocation. He has a clear and sharp focus for his life. Those 40 days that Jesus spends in the wilderness evoke the journey of the people of Israel after God frees them from slavery in Egypt. How for 40 years they wander in the wilderness. That old life that they knew in Egypt is stripped away. And bit by bit, their attention is focused on God. They are tested in those years, and sometimes they fall short. Sometimes they fall very short of God's desire for them. They wander in sin. They even rebel against God and against Moses. They even engage in nostalgia, longing for that time in Egypt. Oh, remember Egypt? We had cucumbers there. We had leeks. They're forgetting something about Egypt. They also were enslaved. So the people of Israel need this time in the wilderness to learn who they are, to learn who God is, to embrace this new freedom. They need time to learn what does it mean to be in covenant with God. What does God ask of them? They need time to strip away distractions, to be healed of the past, and to focus on the present and what is most important. They need to learn to focus their attention on God and on God's call to them to be a people. And there's a way in which Jesus' time in the wilderness evokes the wilderness experience of the Israelites, of that stripping away, of that coming to know one's identity and vocation. But there is also a significant way that Jesus' time in the wilderness is very different. Jesus in the wilderness does face temptation by Satan, but he does not give in. Jesus does not sin in the wilderness. Jesus does not stumble as the people of Israel do. Jesus rejects the temptation to satisfy himself and his needs. He rejects the temptation to use his power for his own advantage. Jesus never lets his attention stray from God and from his vocation as the beloved of God. Now we hear in this also how the wilderness, no doubt, is a challenging place. We see this in the experience of the people of Israel. We see it in Jesus' experience. It's a place where comforts are removed. Without distractions, there's little competing for our attention. So we are alone with ourselves, with our own thoughts and our cravings. It's a place where we can look honestly at our lives. And so it's an ideal setting for reflection, for repentance, for intentional living. The wilderness can be a place of real transformation, where clarity of identity and vocation are revealed. The wilderness is that place to let go of earthly things, of our need for earthly comforts, to be in touch with our desires and compulsions, and to shift our focus and attention to God and God's ways. And so I think it's no accident that often our Lenten journey is called a journey into the wilderness. This is the season where we are called to create space, to simplify, to strip away, to let go of routine for a time, to be in touch with our unexamined behaviors and impulses. This is the time for setting aside space, for quiet, for reflection, for prayer. Lent invites us to fasting, to honestly coming face to face with our cravings and desires and the ways we satisfy them and how they may in fact separate us from reliance on God. The wilderness is a place to let go of old identities, of unhealthy ways of being, of allowing ourselves to be transformed, reshaped into faithful disciples of Jesus, into a holy people living the life to which we are called. And so the wilderness asks a lot of us. It can be difficult, maybe sometimes even frightening. In order to see ourselves honestly means being vulnerable. And becoming vulnerable means stripping away what we use to protect ourselves, to make ourselves feel safe. We may not, in fact, feel like doing this. We may be wary of it or even afraid of it. We might be resistant to it. Despite all that, I urge you to accept the invitation to keep a holy Lent, even if you're not sure if you want to. Because I think if we accept the season's invitation, we will find in Lent more than we can ask or imagine. We will find untold blessings of the places that God will lead us, of the life that God intends for us that we can hardly imagine. These 40 days offer the way of abundant life that God desires for us, a way focused on God, on the one who loves us more than we ever know, the one who promises to lead and sustain us, to bring us to a place that's more wonderful than we can hope for. And this way is a way of life with God placed at the center, not focused on ourselves, on our own will and desires. And this is life that does not end, that is not fleeting, but is for eternity. This is the life to which we are called, and it's not like the ways of our world. It's not the way many people live. It's not a life that's focused solely on me and what I desire. It's focused on God, and it must be chosen moment by moment, moment of each day for the whole of our lives. And I think Lent prepares us for this way of life. It is a training time in how to live intentionally, in how to focus our attention and how to spend our time. Lent is the season for adjusting and resetting, of recommitting ourselves to this holy way of life, to the life of the beloved of God. And so Lent is a holy season, a time to open ourselves to God's love and the invitation of Jesus to follow him, to live as his disciples, as people who give away their lives for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of others, and who in the process find true life. And so this Lent, let us go with Jesus into the wilderness of our lives. Let go of distractions, focus our attention on him. It will be demanding, but as our collect today assures us, make speed to help thy servants who are assaulted by manifold temptations. And as thou knowest their several infirmities, let each one find thee mighty to save. Jesus is mighty to save. Jesus offers the strength we need to let go of whatever alienates us, whatever separates us from God. And Jesus gives us the strength to turn to God's ways. And so if we make this Lenten journey, we will know great life, and we will come to the promise of resurrection in our celebration of Easter. We will know the joy of life in God. And so let us listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit within us. Let us follow wherever the Spirit leads as the Spirit drives us into the wilderness. In this Lenten season, let us focus our attention on the ways of God, trusting that Jesus is with us always in that barren landscape, a landscape he knows well and firsthand. And may we use our power, the power that Jesus gives us, to resist temptation and to walk always in his way of love, into the true and unending way of life in God. Amen.